In February of 2022, President Joe Biden threatened the Nord Stream pipeline.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
1 month later, he was a harbinger for World War III.
We're showing the strength and we'll never falter. But look, the idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay? Let's get it straight here, guys.
6 months later, the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed by NATO forces. NATO forces who overthrew the Ukraine government 10 years ago. NATO forces who have been building bioweapons labs and missile systems along the Russian border for decades. And now, NATO forces are discussing plans to deploy advanced long-range weapons to target deep into Russia, which would most definitely trigger a full-scale war with Russia. Vladimir Putin responded yesterday to this major escalation. He said that this is an attempt at manipulation because it is not about allowing or forbidding the Kiev regime from striking inside Russia. They are already doing that with drones, flying devices, and other means. But when it comes to using AI precision weapons, long-range Western-made ones, that's a completely different story. The point is, and I've already mentioned this, any experts could confirm this, both ours and Western ones, that the Ukrainian army is not capable of launching strikes with modern, high-precision, long-range, Western-made systems. This is only possible with the use of a proprietary system, which Ukraine does not have. This information comes only from European Union or United States satellites, essentially NATO satellites. That is the first thing. And very importantly, maybe the key thing, is that flight missions on these rocket systems can basically only be programmed by military personnel from NATO countries. Ukrainian servicemen are not able to do this. That's why it's not about allowing the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not allowing it. It's about deciding whether NATO countries directly participate in the military conflict or not. If this decision is made, it will mean nothing less than the direct involvement of NATO countries, the United States and European countries, in the war in Ukraine. This is their direct involvement, and it significantly changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean that NATO countries, the USA, and European countries are at war with Russia. And if so, given the change in the nature of the conflict, we will make the corresponding decisions based on the threats posed to us. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.